And so the girl called the boy. he picked up the phone, and he said, hello? And she said, hi, it's me. And he says, who's this? He knew who it was, but he says, who's this? And she says, it's me. And he's acting like he wasn't sitting there waiting for her to call, but he really was. And he goes, hey, I got lots of bitches that call me. It's kind of cool that you did. And she says, do you want me to come over? And he says, you know what? I need some poontang. Why don't you come on over? So she gets in her car, and she drives over to his house. And he's looking through the window, and he sees her walk up. So as she's walking up to the door, he takes his shirt off, takes a little mister, gets wet. And he answers the door like this. And she says, I really am kind of hot right now. And he says, why don't you fucking kiss me then, bitch? I just like throwing bitch in there. It just sounds kind of masculine. So she leans in and kisses him on the fucking lips like this. And he takes his fucking hands. And he grabs them boobies. And then she takes her hands and she sticks them into his pants. And she steals his wallet. And she says, I don't like you anyways, and you're fucking poor. Girls have a tendency to reach into your fucking chest and grab your heart and shit all over your heart. I know this. Because it happened to a friend of mine, not me. Chicks don't do that to rockers. About 6 years ago, or was it five, David and I were in a band together called Boxcar Racer. And we wrote a song about this type of scenario.